welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this past Sunday, we wrapped up our series through the book of Job. And I hope you've been as encouraged and challenged as I have as we've walked through this book together. But if you were at our Westerville campus this past week, one of the takeaways that we looked at was the idea that God becomes most real in our pain. After God speaks to Job with all these questions and just meets him in the storm, Job starts to talk back to God. And there's this verse in Job chapter 42 that I think is easily missed. But here Job says this. He says, "My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you." My ears had heard of you. Meaning, God, I had heard about your character. And I had heard about your power, and I had heard stories from other people about who you are and what you do, but now my eyes have seen you. Meaning I've experienced you personally in my life. I've seen your power and greatness displayed in my life in a real and tangible way, and it has now changed me, and I'm not going to be the same again. You know, for many of us, especially those of us who have maybe grown up in church or been in church for a while, we understand many things about God intellectually. Like, we know that God is loving. We know that God is gracious, that he is powerful. We know all the verses. We know all the theology. But we haven't experienced the reality of these truths in our life. These truths haven't become real and personal for us. But here's what I found. When we walk through difficult seasons and trials, we experience and we encounter God in a new and fresh way. And these truths that we have known about God, that we have understood intellectually, they become real and they become personal in our life. I love what Psalm 34 verse 18 says, that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Listen, God is always near you. He is always with us. He will never leave us or forsake us. But when God becomes all that we have, we begin to realize that God is all that we need. And we start to become more aware of his presence and his power in our life. And we move from simply knowing things about him to knowing God on a personal and on a deep level. And I know there are probably some of you who are in one of those difficult seasons right now. Just like Job, you are hurting and you are questioning and you are searching and you're wondering where God is and what God is doing. And I just want to remind you this morning that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, that God is near to you. And if you will lean into him and if you will cling to him during this season, you will see and experience God in a way that you never have before. And you will know his love and his power and his peace in a real and tangible way, because God becomes most real and most evident in the middle of our pain. And so I want to take a moment to pray for us and then give you a chance to pray as well. And so God, we thank you for the promise that you are close to the brokenhearted. God, that you walk with us through the valley, that you are there with us every step of the way. And so Lord, my prayer is for those who find themselves in one of those seasons right now where they are hurting and they're questioning and they are doubting. Lord, that your presence would just be overwhelming in their life. They would know, God, that ultimately you are all that they need. May your peace and your love and your grace become just real and tangible in their life today. And it's in the name of your son, Jesus, that we ask these things and that we pray. Amen.